ago. Bill Hendry.
877-877-6-7-4-4-5, and welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for another festival of weird every night here until 2 a.m. And, of course, we are online at philhendryshow.com, live from the El Pacifico, our El Pacifico studios here at the very further western edge of the United States. Tonight, we're going to have Justin McElroy joining us and possibly R.C. Collins. Justin is a high school senior at L.A. Canyon High School, to talk about the appearance of Clint Eastwood during the Republican National Convention tonight. Mr. Eastwood, the actor-director, gave what I thought was a charming speech, an enjoyable speech. It was filled with all kinds of humor, not the least of which was him conversing with an empty chair that represented President Barack Obama. So that was pretty funny, huh, bud?
Yeah, that was having fun with it. I don't think it's funny at all.
Why didn't you think it was funny?
You didn't get a sense of humor about it.
I got a sense of humor, but he's talking about Obama being like he's not even there or something.
Well, I mean, that's the political season, man. You know, you start to kind of take a couple of jabs, even though he is our president. You take a few jabs at the guy because in the eyes of Republicans, that's their symbolic way of saying the guy's been absent from the job, you know.
Yeah, well, I just don't think it's funny.
I do think it's funny.
Yeah, well, I don't.
And I do.
Okay, I don't.
All right, fine. I mean, you guys are going to have to agree to disagree, you know?
Is that what that means when you say agree to disagree or whatever?
No, agree to disagree.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it means. It means you're not going to convince each other. You're going to go back and forth like a couple of idiots all night long. So just stop while the stopping's good and let's move on, okay? You guys have your opinion. That's where that's at. A couple of bits of housekeeping, and then we're going to get into our discussion here with young Mr. McElroy. Number one, we have episode 37 of the Free Phil Hendry podcast is out today. Go to philhendryradio.com or go to the banner at philhendryshow.com or go to iTunes or go to, you know, the Free Phil Hendry podcast. It is our free offering, a podcast, this one from March of 2000, when Bobby and Steve Dooley decided to, quote, gay-proof, end of quote, their home, because they thought their son, Seth, was in danger of becoming a gay. So that's our Free Phil Hendry podcast that is out today. The Milwaukee Lions open their season on September the 3rd, this coming Monday, against the New York Pets, live at Duckworth Memorial in Milwaukee. Game time is at 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time. And we'll have the radio call, the Wang radio call, with Jack Igagdor and Brett Morrison beginning at 1 o'clock on Phil TV in HD. That'll be the live radio call. And then, as you know, we have the Lions games after that are available as a download at our website, philhendryshow.com. Coming up on Tuesday, the best of Bobby Dooley. It is a series that we call the Ever So Best of Bobby Dooley. Will be available in our shop. It will be a download of all of the great cuts that were selected by our backstage pass holders as chosen by the BSPs. So that is also on the way, and other fun and frivolity. So let's get to what it is that we were going to be talking here tonight about. And we have with us Justin McElroy again from L.A. Canyon High School. He's also obviously a young man living with his parents. Justin, what is your father's name?
My dad's name is Robert.
Robert, and your mother?
Yeah, and my mother's name is Eleanor.
Okay, and what does your father do?
My father's an accountant for Virtual, which is it's a travel agency and tour company, but it's also they have charter jets and they charter different kind of high-end or what they call expensive charters
for like vacations.
No, business and.
Oh, okay, and your father does their accounting?
Yeah, he's like a financial officer.
Like what they call a CFO?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your mother?
My mom is at home most of the time. She does some volunteer work, but yeah.
Okay, and you're in high school, and you're entering your senior year?
Yeah, this is my senior year.
Tell me what did you watch the Republican? I know what I wanted to ask you. If you're comfortable telling me, what politically is the, in your own home, do you mind telling me what your mom and dad vote or how they vote?
Well, I wouldn't mind at all, Mr. Hendry, but I think probably my father, because I mentioned what he does for a living and everything, I don't want...
No, that's totally understandable.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to, make it tough on him, you know.
Okay, how about your mom?
My mom voted for President Obama.
Okay. Tell me what you thought of the speech by Clint Eastwood tonight.
Well, I was asked by not only you, but I was asked by our student council prefecture and the debate we're going to have. We're going to have a presidential debate at school in a couple of weeks. We started classes last week, and they asked me to watch the Republican convention, not necessarily the speech that they had, but I watched the convention and I saw Mr. Eastwood's speech, and I thought it was it was sort of not very impressive, because only because he didn't seem like he had a grasp of what he was saying.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, a lot of times he was sort of, I guess you'd say he was looking at a chair, and I know that was supposed to be a joke or something, but he looked like he really thought, to me it looked like he thought there was somebody in the chair, you know.
Now, you realize that he was talking to a fictitious or an imaginary...
Yeah, President Obama.
Right, President Obama.
Yeah, but, I mean, there were times when he was talking that I wasn't sure, you know, and I was on the phone with a couple of friends of mine who are on the... there are two friends of mine who are on the wrestling team, and one of them plays JV basketball with me, and we were all saying he looks like he's talking to, you know, I think he thinks he's talking to somebody.
So it didn't occur to you, or you don't buy that he was imagining, he was doing an imaginary thing there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can just tell you that I think it was kind of amusing. And I think that what President Obama has is he's got youth on his side. And and also President Obama got Osama bin Laden. And also President Obama has attacked terrorists and everything in Pakistan, and Clint Eastwood is just imaginary, you know. So I don't understand why the Republicans brought him out.
Did you think that Clint Eastwood was in other words, because he's a movie actor, you didn't get that the party thought it would be fun to have him out there as a representation of the conservative element of Hollywood? You know, in other words, Hollywood is perceived as very liberal.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's a conservative element there.
Yeah. I think that it only made them look like older than the Democrats, because if you look at the Democrats that support President Obama, they're all young and they're in movies that you know that I want to see and other people that I know want to see. And Clint Eastwood, and I don't know what he mentioned another guy.
I think he said John Voight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I know John Voight is Angelina Jolie's dad, but I don't know anything else that he's done. And I think it makes the Republicans look old and like they don't even make good, you know, I mean, that the actors they like don't make good movies. And I mean, I understand how they say that Clint Eastwood is, you know, does war movies and stuff, and you know.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood's traditionally done some, you know, Dirty Harry, you know.
Yeah, a lot of the cop movies, but he didn't look like he was all that, you know. He didn't look all that hardcore tonight, and I think it just made them look like they are old and they like people that make bad movies and stuff, you know. So
you didn't think it was impressive at all, and you weren't impressed by the possibility that there is a strong conservative contingent in Hollywood?
No, because, I mean, I don't think that there are that many in Hollywood who are conservative. I think maybe Clint Eastwood and maybe the other John Voight, and that's it. So we kind of laughed about it and thought it was pretty stupid and... You know.
I guess it's safe to say that you agree more with your mother on political, and I don't know how your father votes, so I would just say that you agree pretty much with your mom, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do believe in President Obama. I mean, everybody does, and I know a lot of people say that they don't think he's done a good job, but if you look at Clint Eastwood and, you know, what he was doing tonight, You know,
well, he's not running for president.
No, no, I know he's not running for president, but if you look at him and what he's representing up there, you can tell that the Republicans are really not, I don't think they know what they're doing, you know, and that Romney is going to lose.
Based upon the fact they had Clint Eastwood talking.
Well, I mean, Clint Eastwood represents the just how old, how, you know, the Republicans are.
All right, we got with us here. Okay, hang on, will you, Justin?
I'm sorry?
Can you hang on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon College. Our guest here this evening as he talks with us about Clint Eastwood's speech tonight before the Republican National Convention didn't impress him. He said that it made the Republicans look old. It made them look like they... It made Clint Eastwood look like he was a little bit senile talking to an empty chair, even though what he was doing was obvious theater. Our number is 877-876-7445. Would you agree with Justin or disagree with him? 877-876-7445. As we continue our discussion and coverage of the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Margaret Gray has been covering it as well for us this week. And we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. We have Justin McElroy on the line. We have Margaret Gray joining us, who's been covering the Republican National Convention. I wanted to ask you very quickly, before we bring Margaret on, Justin, what you're telling me is that Clint Eastwood appeared to be senile, but you're not saying he is?
I don't know, Mr. Hendry. I don't know. I don't think Mr. Eastwood is senile necessarily, but I think that he looked really sort of lame and out of step, you know, and he's talking to an empty chair. And I know what you were saying about him joking about it, but I think that it was pretty embarrassing, and I don't think that it was funny or anything. And I think that if President Obama in his convention, when they have, like, a movie star go on stage for President Obama, it will be probably someone who's younger and way more, you know, way more funny and way more interesting to be up there, you know. So
it's a big dud.
I'm sorry?
It was a big dud having Clint Eastwood up there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was no question. It's lost, you know, them. It just made them look really stupid.
All right, Margaret, do you have a feeling on the Eastwood story?
I'm going to try to be kind. I think Clint Eastwood, at one point, was one of our great directors. Unforgiven, as you know, Phil, one of the great triumphs of Clint Eastwood. His Million Dollar Baby was outstanding. He has made Letters from Iwo Jima was outstanding. I think Flags of Our Fathers was a little jingoistic, and I think a bit on the right-wing edge of things, the flag-waving and that nonsense. But I think when he made Letters from Iwo Jima, where he was at least trying to show the Japanese point of view, I think was very refreshing. I think it was very unexpected from a Clint Eastwood. That's why when I did see Clint Eastwood on stage this evening, making, I think, a little bit of an ass of himself, and forgive me for using that word.
Well, that's a strong word, isn't it?
I don't think it is, Mr. Hendry.
Is that you, Justin?
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I don't think that was a strong word. I think he made like an ass of himself. I think he did make a bit of an ass of himself as he was talking to that empty chair, but what I wanted to mention, Phil, this evening was I was on to talk about something else, and now I've completely forgotten what it is.
I'm sorry, I sidetracked you, and I had you talk about the Eastwood appearance.
You know, that is maddening. I'm so sorry. I've completely forgotten what it is I wanted to talk about. I've completely forgotten.
Well, do you want to just hang on, and you'll remember?
This is very embarrassing.
Well, I don't know what it was that you wanted to talk about. I knew that you were going to talk about the convention.
Yes, I was, but I don't know what it is I wanted to talk about. I can keep going, Mr. Henry, if you want me to.
I think you're going to have to. All right, Margaret, hang on, okay?
Well, I apologize. So, my mom was saying that President Obama would be a better choice for President of the United States, just based solely on the fact that he wouldn't make a total, you know, boob out of himself and have an old actor up there and everything.
Okay, you know, Justin, thanks a lot. Would you find out what Ms. Gray wants to talk about? Because
yeah, I'm gonna find it right now.
I don't know what it is. She didn't tell anybody.
All I know is she was gonna talk about something having to do with the convention. Go ahead, Justin.
Well, I'm not really that's all I wanted to say too.
Okay, well, somebody's got. All right, I tell you what. You hang on. All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, so we've had two guests that have just suddenly run out of something to say. Our number is 877-876-7445. What did she want to say?
Yeah, Ms. Gray. She still can't remember.
Yeah.
She still can't remember. Maybe she ought to hang the phone up and go talk to her husband or something like that.
Ms. Gray, you want to go talk to Frank about? Yeah, go and talk to Frank about. She don't want him. She want to stay on and think about it.
All right, let her stay on the line here. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show here, talking about this evening's Republican National Convention appearance by Clint Eastwood. And Mitt Romney, of course, followed up with his keynote speech as well, accepting the nomination for President of the United States by the Republican Party. And we are going to have Margaret review that as well. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, our number 877-876-7445. We're online at philhenryshow.com, at philhenryshow.com with live streaming video of our show as well as live streaming audio. And, of course, you can get a backstage pass and check out all of that marvelous stuff by joining us at the Phil Henry Show website. We also have a new episode of our podcast that is out and about, and we invite you to access that. So she
no, she still doesn't remember.
You know something, man? Why don't you get these people to tell us ahead of time what it is they're going to talk about?
Yeah, but that way they would get nervous.
Yeah, but here I am sitting here like a jackass with two guests scheduled for the first half hour, and one of them ran out of stuff to talk about, and the other one doesn't know what it is they want to talk about. You understand how jacked up that is?
Yeah, that is pretty jacked up, man.
Actor and director Clint Eastwood made the day of the GOP faithful at the Republican National Convention when he was talking to an empty chair. He gave a surprise speech Thursday night in which he laid out what he sees as good, the bad, and the ugly state of affairs, political affairs. And he did it all while addressing an invisible chair. Let's get Ms. Gray. Does she know?
No, she doesn't, but she wants to come on because she thought of something else she wants to talk about.
She thought of something else she wants to talk about. All right, let's get... Margaret Gray joining us again. I said to Buddy, needs to get from you what it is you want to talk about.
Well, I Phil, first of all, yes, he should have asked me what I wanted to talk about in case I forgot, which I did forget. But I now remember something else I wanted to talk about, and that is, oh, God, I don't believe it.
Do you need to take some vitamins or something?
No, I don't need vitamins, and I know where you're going with that. Hold on for a minute.
What are you just told me.
What did she tell you?
I forget.
Well, what did I just tell you?
Are you two people kidding me? Hold on.
Well, wait a minute, Phil.
All right, I'm going to start talking about it. How about that?
Yeah, I think you are probably more interested than one of those other people.
Okay. Here's what I thought of Clint Eastwood's speech. I thought it was a lot of fun. I had a ball with it. I thought he was great. I thought it was exciting to see a guy like Clint Eastwood, who we identify with the man with no name, the Dirty Harry character, William Money, the character in Unforgiven, the guy who goes out and he's just going to take a job as a gunfighter and he finds a sense of morality that he didn't know he had. And he goes out and he slaughters up the whole town in the name of that poor young woman who was caught up by those cowboys. That's the Clint Eastwood that people enjoy, that character. And that's the guy that gave the address tonight. It was fun. He was talking to the empty chair. I don't think it bespoke any senility whatsoever. There, that's what I think. I apologize that I've got Margaret Gray and this kid, Justin McElroy, and both of them forgot what it was they wanted to talk about. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Man.
Oh, come on, Phil.
What did you want to talk about?
I don't remember.
Phil,
I'm sorry.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I am told that Margaret Gray has now recollected what it was that she wanted to jump on the air about. Margaret, do you remember?
Bill, I apologize. I wanted to talk about this Prince Harry controversy about apparently him posing naked. Not posing naked, but he was photographed naked in Las Vegas. And I had some very, very stinging and very biting commentary on that.
All right, let's take some phone calls talking about Clint Eastwood. 877-877-6744-5. Both Margaret and Justin McElroy, our young high school student, thought that it was an embarrassing display, one that bordered on, I suppose, the senile. And here is a gentleman on the line. Sir, what is your name?
Michael.
Michael, go ahead. You're on with Margaret Gray.
Well, I think that Clint Eastwood, basically what he talked about was okay, but he did make kind of an ass out of himself and did sound kind of stupid, not quite as stupid as this talk show's host does on a daily basis, but, I mean, still...
Well, I appreciate that, I'm sure you did, Dan. You'll find that there are a great many talk show hosts that make asses out of themselves. And there are a great many people, I think, Phil, from time to time, not just yourself.
Well, that guy telling me that I'd make an ass out of myself, how?
Well, because I think you take some political standpoints that are wrong. I also think that because you do not do the typical kind of right-wing show that I do appreciate a guy like that who is willing to...
All right, now that we don't have to get into that kind of commentary. We're just talking about whether I suck or whether I don't.
No, Phil, I think that you are typically right-wing yourself, but you're a little more refreshing given the fact that you are, you do a satirical show. Now, the band that you were just talking to probably is, I'm still on the air, Phil, and you just...
Now I did. How's that? 877-876-7445. Justin, getting back to you, because we were going to talk to that woman about her take on Prince Harry, and it ain't going to happen now. Justin, you just heard Margaret Gray's take on the Clint Eastwood speech. You agree with that. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I just wanted to add that you're right. I think a lot of talk show callers want a nurse at the genitalia.
All right, so that's the end of that. That's great. 877-876.
What do you do?
I hung up on both of those idiots, okay? They're talking about things that we're going to take a fine for, a big fine. No. No.
But like God said, you're big an ass of yourself.
Why? Because I'm not talking right-wing politics all the time? Because I'm doing something other than doing a regular talk show here on the air? Yeah, okay. The fact of the matter is, that guy listens to me every night, as do many of my detractors. The fact is, he's still hanging on the line. I can see his little line blinking. He's just sitting there. This guy has nothing more to do tonight than to sit on that line and wait for me to pick up. He's waiting for me to give him orders, as is the guy on line one. These are individuals who have a pathological need for my approval, and I'm not going to give it to them. I'm going to make them sit there. Oh, he hung up now. He just hung up because he doesn't want it to appear as if he has a pathological need to... I don't know, be my wife, be my younger sister, be my...
Yeah, but, you know, that's the whole thing, man, about how you're still right-wing.
I'm not right-wing, man. I have more conservative views, maybe, than the average person, but I'm not right-wing. How can you call me right-wing if I voted for Obama?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because now you are going more right wing, I think. Oh, I'm going more right wing now.
Let me get on the line here with R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy from Alhambra, California. We're going to talk with him a little bit here this evening about this speech by Clint Eastwood about the Republican National Convention, getting the youth point of view. R.C., how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, Mr. Henry, and I did want to call in earlier, but I wish that I had called in earlier.
Well, we did have the other guests on.
Well, yeah, you had the other guests on, but you didn't have... what I would call a counterbalancing point of view on.
Well, what are so you like the Eastwood speech?
I did like the Clint Eastwood speech. I don't know. I'm not familiar with much of his movies. I know he did a lot of movies. Like my dad and everyone, they like his movies. I don't know a lot about it, but I do know that he did like Gran Torino. That was pretty good, and some other movies like that. And also he. I think he believes in a strong America, and that's also important, too. So when you had that one kid on, and I forget his name, but he was on, he was talking a lot of, I just think he was talking a lot of crap about Clint Eastwood, you know, and by extension Mitt Romney, and I really wanted to talk to him.
We were talking to Justin McElroy.
Yeah, that kid was on... a few minutes ago, and I don't know if he's still there or not.
No, we hung up on him because there was a great deal of vulgar talk about things that we didn't want to have on the air.
Well, I was... let me just say this, then, to him, if he's still listening, Mr. McElroy or Justin McElroy, this guy. Hey, kid, first of all, you know what? You sounded like an idiot. You sound like you don't know... You don't sound like you're sure of what you want to say. You're all and so you sounded stupid that way. You also, so what if you don't know who Clint Eastwood is? And it doesn't make him senile. If you don't understand that he was talking to an empty chair to show what Mr. Henry said, that Obama is like an empty suit, then you're pretty stupid, you know?
Well, now just to be fair, I didn't call Obama an empty suit. I said that's what he represented to the Republicans.
No, yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm to the kid that called in. If you don't know that, you're also stupid. And I just think you just sounded like an idiot.
All right. I don't know if Justin McElroy is still out there. If you make a pledge to my screener and myself that you clean your act up, Justin, we'd be very happy to have you back on the show, and you can engage R.C. Collins on this topic. R.C., you are a 17-year-old cadet at Bradley Military Academy, so you're a young man, but you're not a typically liberal young person. You're not an Obama supporter. You didn't stuff envelopes and walk the streets, you know, signing people up to vote for Obama. You're a conservative, or at least you are a Republican candidate fan, Mitt Romney. Is that mostly based upon national defense?
Yes, sir. You know, there's a lot of young people like myself that don't want to see America turned into, you know, like the world's, you know, I mean, I'm sorry to use language, but I mean, we don't want to see our country turned into, you know, Saudi Arabia's bitch and Iran's bitch and all of this. And that's what, in my opinion, Obama's doing. He's turning us into Iran's bitch. And
now, what do you say to people who argue that America being the middle, you know, Saudi Arabia's bitch or Iran's bitch has to do with oil, and that started with the more conservative administrations?
No, that's not true, because we've been pulling oil out of the Middle East since the 1930s, and if memory serves, then, and in our world history class, then that's Franklin Roosevelt. That's Franklin Roosevelt, and he was a Democrat. So, you know, you're going to have to take another run at that one, you know, because that's not, you can pull the sail up on that, but you're not going to get under speed, you know, so that's not going to happen. But I think it's you know, yeah, America's been reliant upon the oil supply, and we got to stop it, and we got to stop it now.
Okay, we got to stop it, and we got to stop it now. But you can't hardly blame Obama for making us reliant on Middle Eastern oil.
No, you can't blame Obama for it, but you can blame him for making us the bitch of the Middle East. And
how did he make us the bitch of the Middle East?
Because he was because he wouldn't invade Iran and because he wouldn't invade Pakistan.
Didn't he kill bin Laden?
Yeah, he killed bin Laden, but so would any other president for that matter. That was a no-brainer. Anybody would have done that. Anybody knows that anybody would have done that. Mitt Romney would have done it. He would have done it. And Dan Quayle would have done it. John McCain would have done it. Name any president would have done it.
What about John Kerry?
Who?
John Kerry, who ran against President Bush.
I don't know. Maybe he would have. Probably he would have. I don't know if he would have. You know?
Well, but anyone except John Kerry.
Well, I just don't know if they got what, you know, if they have the intestinal fortitude to defend America to what it has to be. That's all.
All right. R.C. Collins with us here on the Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-7445. I do understand we have Justin McElroy back on the line. I want this to be civil, gentlemen. I do not want it to be an argument or vulgar language. And, Justin, you were told off the air, no more references to genitalia. This is not the Internet. This is radio. Do you understand me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we can't have any of that language.
Yes, sir, I understand. I'm sorry. Can I say something? Well, the host just got to say it.
Hold on. I'll conduct the interview here. I'll let Justin respond immediately, R.C., then we'll get back to you. Go ahead.
First of all, I mean, there was a lot of what you said, you know, R.C., and I don't know if I can really deal with all of it right here, but I'm going to say that, you know, I don't know where you're coming from with Obama making us the Middle East is bitch, because... Oh, like Mr. Henry said, Obama didn't get us on oil. Hold on, man.
Wait, R.C. Let him finish.
Okay, I'm sorry. The other thing, were you talking about, Obama is not, you know, afraid of the middle, or Pakistan. Like Mr. Henry said, he attacked and he killed Osama bin Laden, you know. And, I don't know, I mean... Are you kidding? With Clint Eastwood, he was like 100 years old, and he was like not funny, and he is not interesting at all, and you don't even know anything about his movies, so what are you talking about?
Okay. You done?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. What am I talking about? I mean, I didn't say that I was a big fan of Clint Eastwood's movies. I've seen some of them, but I say in that he is a conservative in Hollywood, and that to me is better than anything. And then... the other point you said about the Middle East is bitch. Well, Obama's not done nothing to get us off of the Middle East oil. And the whole thing about him killing Osama bin Laden is, like I said to Mr. Henry, any president would have done it if... Yeah, but you said that...
Whoa. Let him finish, okay?
Yeah. You gotta let me finish. Okay? You gotta let me finish, okay? Okay. That like Mr. Henry said... Well, or that I said, any president would have gotten him, is what I said.
All right. Justin McElroy, R.C. Collins, debating the appearance of Clint Eastwood at the Republican National Convention. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. Talking about the effectiveness of Clint Eastwood, talking about the effectiveness, really, of the Republican approach so far. And, you know, when the Democrats have their, when they have their convention, then we are going to be equally interested in their comments. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. With me is R.C. Collins and Justin McElroy debating the appearance of Clint Eastwood tonight, debating, the relative merits of the Republican and Democratic platforms. R.C. Collins taking a decidedly pro-Republican stance, and Justin, we haven't had a chance to hear. Well, we've actually heard both of you guys. Let me get a phone call up here, 877-876-7445. This is Eunice. Eunice, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hey, Eunice. Eunice. You've been babbling along, and you weren't even on the air. You weren't even on the air.
For so many years, but then we're trying to protect the American environment. That's the first
thing. Listen to this guy.
Because if we destroy this environment, then we're all going to be doomed.
Hey, Eunice.
Yes, sir.
You weren't even on the air. You've been babbling along for 2 minutes, and you weren't even on the air.
Oh, sorry.
You've been just going blah, 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 and you weren't even on the air. That's because in your world, you decide when you want to talk and when you don't, and you don't listen to anybody. Isn't that right?
Well, I'm really sorry about that.
Well, that's what happens when you are just kind of going off in your own direction, man, and you don't listen to anybody. You just blah, 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 blah. Nobody heard anything you said. So now we're on the air, and now we can begin, and now you can commence what it was you wanted to say. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to talk
No, I'm not kidding.
The Saudi oil. America
okay.
Cannot just go ahead and say that, you know what?
Have you got this guy? Have you got his volume all the way up too, Dan? Yeah. Your phone is the worst, man. I mean, there's all kinds of things wrong with your phone call here.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
Call you back, sir.
Mr. Henry, you should hang up on this guy. He was going, yeah, that, that, that.
Yeah, okay. Eunice, thanks very much, man, for nothing.
can I jump in?
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were being pretty rude to that guy, you know.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't being rude at all.
Whoa, hold on for a minute. Let me explain something. When I screened a guy's call, I said, you know, your phone is really crappy. Get off the speaker, get closer to the receiver, and we'll be with you in a minute. And when I went to his call, he was yak, like he hadn't even listened to me, and he was just talking. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't know that. A lot of people who are new to talk radio...
Well, he's not new to talk radio. He's called the show before, you know?
Well, I mean, hold on. But, I mean, you were really rude to him, and he was going to say really good stuff about Obama, and you... You know, you didn't let him.
Well, I want to jump in here, Mr. Henry, if I could.
Mr. Henry didn't say you could. You know,
you're not the host of the show.
Hold on for a minute. I'll let him jump in. Go ahead.
My turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, that guy was agreeing with me, and he was talking about Obama. He doesn't make the rules on how oil and everything goes. It's got to be passed by the Congress. Yeah, the president can... support, you know, drilling and everything, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what's going to happen with the Congress, okay? And I, you know, and that guy agreed with me, and if he agreed with you, you probably would have left him on the air.
No, I told you what I'm telling you again, what I said to him and what I said, what I'm saying to you now. That man did not listen to me, and he came on the air in an absolutely, completely, you know, in a crap state. You know, his phone didn't work. He wasn't listening. He was talking. And so off the air he goes.
Yeah, Phil, I think you have every right in the world to control a show what you do, you know. He doesn't have a right to tell people to hang up because, you know, he doesn't agree with them. You didn't tell them to hang up. I mean, you don't tell people to hang up. They hang up or he hang up. That's all. No, Mr. Henry hung up on him because he didn't agree.
No, I did not hang up on him because he didn't agree. I hung up on him because his phone could not be heard because he right from the gate, the guy wasn't listening to me and he was talking, you know.
Well, I mean, what, are people not supposed to talk? It's a talk show, you know.
Yeah, well, but I mean, people are supposed to talk, but they got to talk when the talk show host... The people can talk, but they got to talk when the talk... When the talk... When the talk... When they're allowed to talk, you know. And
people are allowed to talk when I say they can talk. How's that?
Yeah, well, I mean, and that guy was talking. You told him to talk, right?
Yeah, but he didn't tell him to talk through the commercial when he talked. You know,
and your grammar is jacked up.
Everybody's grammar's jacked up, okay?
Yeah, but I didn't go. I'm not on here going, yeah, he's going to talk when they talk, because he talked.
Well, you sounded stupid when you were talking to the lady. You were all like, well, my mom, yeah. You know, I just think, Mr. Henry, that this is all a smokescreen for the fact that this guy just wants to rip into President Romney, or not President Romney. He's not the president yet. Yeah, I know he's not. He wants to rip into President Obama, or not President Obama. He wants to rip into Mitt Romney and Clint and Mr. Clintwood. I forget what his name is. God, man, his name's Clint Eastwood. Yeah, you're a real big fan.
No.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I forgot what his name was.
All right, look. Gentlemen, maybe I got us off on a bad foot there talking about Clint Eastwood. And,
I'm glad you brought it up, Mr. Henry, because I think you represent how much, you know. And another thing, I just read where he ad-libbed his speech.
Yeah, see, you just went, he ad-libbed his speech.
Why didn't I say he ad-libbed his speech?
Oh, my God, he goes ad-lib.
you know, excuse me, but I don't know what it's called.
It's called ad-lib. He ad-libbed his speech, and apparently the news is that Mr. Eastwood ad-libbed. I think it was outstanding for an ad-lib job.
Yeah, he was talking to a chair, and he asked Phil Hendry for an autograph one time. I bet he's copying Phil Hendry. Oh, yeah, right. I'm sure he... Yeah, I don't think Mr. Henry is copying you.
No, I don't either, R.C. Thank you very much for that. Thanks, gentlemen, for your views.
Well, I wanted to... Can I just say, when he said ad lib, he sounded like a...
877... God, bud.
What?
Dude, this all started when Margaret Gray... I need some water, Robert. Do you mind?
Not at all, man.
When Margaret Gray... couldn't remember what it was she wanted to talk about, although I will say she has remembered and she wants to talk about Prince Harry taking his pants off. Great. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show with Hour 2 of our marvelous presentation when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry showing the world of talk radio how to do a talk show without a lot of weird-ass guests and a lot of weird-ass callers. I mean, this is some serious, serious stuff! We'll be right back.
Are you kidding me, man? You got the weirdest people that I've ever heard in the whole...
Phil Hendry.